All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Let's dive in, brother. We have 11 games to review. The last game is just finishing up now, so we'll be able to actually give a quick review to all the games on the board. So the first game of the night is the Nets and the Cavaliers. Spencer Dinwiddie hit a shot right at the end of the game to win 108-106. And I'll take the Brooklyn side, and Corbin, you can sort of review Cleveland if that'll work. Brooklyn had a nice line from Joe Harris, 19 points, 6 rebounds, and an assist. Torian Prince, good line across the board. Again, he's been consistent. 33 minutes, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. So a solid line. Phenomenal game from Jared Allen. How about this one, Corbin? A 20-20 game, 22 points and 21 rebounds for Jared Allen. Isn't that something?
That's a monster game. Wow. Yeah, great production.
I never saw that coming, that's for sure. I played him in my DFS team, that's for sure.
for sure.
Yeah. Garrett Temple had a okay game, played 36 minutes. But 7 points, 5 rebounds, but he definitely got some time. Mm-hmm. And then, as I said, Dinwiddie hit the game-winning shot with, like, a second left. He ended up with 23 points, 9 assists, so a solid game. And Musa came off the bench for 8. Nobody else really. They just pretty much played their starting 5 most of the game. Not much bench support here, and I don't see, it doesn't look like the other center, who's the other center for
DeAndre Jordan?
DeAndre Jordan did not play. Okay. So that explains why Jared Allen played 34 minutes with 22 points, 21 rebounds. But good stuff and a good win for them. You want to go up, jump on the Cleveland slide?
Oh, yeah, let's do it. I'll start with the backcourt. Darius Garland, 11 points, 3 rebounds, only 1 assist. Didn't have the great percentage, 4 of 10 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3. So that was pretty good from deep for him. Colin Sexton took the majority of the shots. Did not make the most, though. 7 of 22 from the field, 1 for 6 from 3. Yeah, it was pretty ugly. He managed to cut together 18 points, 3 rebounds, only 2 assists. So that was his game. Not the most. He played 33 minutes, so he had plenty of time to get the shots up. Tristan Thompson, 7 points, 10 rebounds in 32 minutes, 3 of 8 from the field, 2 blocks. Nothing much there. Chetty Osman, 15 points, 6 of 8 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3. Knocked down 2 free throws, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist for him. And then the big guy for the starting 5, Larry Nance Jr., 20 points on 50% shooting, 8 of 16. Knocked down 2 threes, knocked down both his free throws, 13 rebounds, and 2 assists. So pretty good night for him, definitely scoring and around the boards. Yeah.
And they were without Kevin Love tonight. He was questionable right up until tip, and they were gonna see how he felt in warm-ups, but he did not play. Yeah.
Yep, that lower back contusion held him out, yeah. So the Cavs did go a little bit into the bench. I mean, you have two people who almost had 30 minutes. One, really the big guy off the bench, Jordan Clarkson, who's been hot of late. 23 points, 8 of 17 from the field, 5 of 7 from 3, really been knocking down a 3-ball. Even got 3 assists and 2 rebounds to go with that. And then aside from that, you had 3 players who got some minutes, Alphonso McKinney, Matthew Dellavedova, and Kevin Porter Jr., but they didn't really do much at all. 5 points for McKinney, 5 for Porter Jr. Dellavedova scored 2, only 1 3-pointer made between the 3 of those guys. That was by McKinney. And then 4 rebounds and no assists from them. So, well, Dellavedova got 6 and Kevin Porter Jr. got 7. So they contribute in other ways there, but not so much on the scoring side. I like Kevin Porter's line. Only took 5 shots, 2 of 5, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. So not getting much for points, but he did, you know, contribute in other areas as well. But that was really the bench for Cleveland.
Yeah. Tough loss for them at home. They dropped to 5 and 12, but, they're so young, you know. They got almost all rookies. So,
yeah, and they're playing so much more scrappy too, especially offensively.
John Beilein's a terrific coach. He's their new coach this year. Coached at Michigan. Funny story, man. I don't know if you saw any of some of the stuff Hoopball had when I went to the NBA Summer League this year with my son. Mm-hmm. I knew Beilein pretty well from the days I coached. We worked a bunch of camps together. So I got to talk to John at the Summer League for quite a while. And we took a few pictures and stuff like that. So that was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's a good guy and a really good coach. And it's going to take him a couple of years, you know, to get that turned around there. And I think they'll probably end up trading Kevin Love and, you know, maybe even Thompson or whomever, and just try to get some more draft picks and load up on the full rebuild. But, you know, it'll take them some time, but they'll get there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Great foundation. I mean, not foundation starting, but they have a great coach and they can start that process now. So that's encouraging.
You got it. All right. Game 2, Orlando Magic, Detroit Pistons, 103-88. Pistons win. I'll take the Orlando side of the ball here and let you go with the winning team, Detroit. Okay. Let's see here. Box score is pulling up slow on here.
It happened to me just now, too. Same thing. ESPN's taking their time.
Yeah, they must have a lot of traffic right now. All right, on the Orlando side, you know, the big news, obviously, they're two big guys, both Gordon and Vuk are out right now with injuries. So they played some different guys in there. Wundo, I can never say his name. He and Isaac Birch, Fournier, and Fultz started. And points wise, you know, they spread it around pretty good. They were led by Terrence Ross off the bench with 19. He was 7 for 14, hit three of five from three with two rebounds. And other than that, it was just all split around. Really, Jonathan Isaac, 10 points is all, with six rebounds. A really bad game for him. You know, that definitely was probably a big part of the reason they lost. Kem Birch, who they started at center with Vuk out, 27 minutes, only 6 points, did have six rebounds. Evan Fournier, 37 minutes, 5 of 16 from the field, 0 for 5 from 3, unfortunately. Did hit 7 of 8 from the foul line. Two rebounds, two assists, and two steals. So he had a decent game, but, you know, couldn't knock down the three. Markelle Fultz has been starting at point now. He's an amazing story that he's now come sort of full circle, almost out of the league as the number one pick, to now back to starting. He was a nice 7 for 12 from the field for 16 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. And Mo Bamba contributed 20 minutes off the bench, 6 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 blocks. I think, you know, he's certainly got a possibly good future here coming. DJ Augustine, the backup point, 20 minutes, 9 points, 5 assists. And that was really about it. They didn't get anything from Farouk Aminu, didn't chip in much, and they came up short in Detroit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you just said they kind of put some stuff together, but offensively, you know, and this kind of Orlando as of now, their offense has been really kind of struggling, especially you have Aaron Gordon out. You have Nikola Vucevic out, so you have to find points from other places, and that production can come and go, and it did not come today.
No, Isaac was definitely hurt him, and Fournier not being able to knock down the long one, but, you know, that's when you have guys out, it's tough. It's not like the other sports. If you're missing somebody in baseball or football, you got tons of guys, but in basketball, you take two of your starting five out, you're in big, big trouble, so yeah. Not good. Yeah,
that's true.
All right, you go ahead and let's tackle.
Oh, okay.
Detroit. Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. Cool, cool. All right, so starting the backcourt, Bruce Brown, 13 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. In 31 minutes, he did knock down a 3, 5-11 from the field. Luke Kennard, 20 points, really led the way here for the Pistons. In 34 minutes, he went 6-11 from the field. 3 of 5 from three, knocked down all 5 of his free throws, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, which is a team high. And he also threw in a steal and a block for good measure. So
he's really come along. He's really playing well.
Oh, yes. Very impressive as of late, too. You had Langston Galloway, 12 points in 37 minutes, 4 of 11 from the field. Actually, all of his 11 shots were all 3, so 4 of 11 from 3.
That's crazy.
Definitely got some volume there. I know. Kind of looked that over again. Had 3 rebounds and 5 assists. So definitely moving the ball there. Then you had Andre Drummond in 30 minutes, 7 points, only took 6 shots, made half of them, went to the free throw line, made 1 of 2, really piled on the rebounds, 18 rebounds to go along with 1 assist and 1 block. So he had that game from him. And then to round out the starting five, Blake Griffin, 31 minutes, 17 points, 5 of 9 from the field, 1 3-pointer out of the 2. 6-8 from the field, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. So, you know, pretty good game for him. Then usually got the same amount of rebounds. You usually see a little more assists from him, but, I mean, solid game for him, especially when everyone else in that starting five outside of Drummond were really tallying up the assist total. Yeah. Off the bench, you had Thon Maker in 3 minutes, 3 points, so nothing much there. All 3 of his shots from the free throw line, Christian Wood. Really put the points up in the minutes he had. In 15 minutes, he put 12 points up, 4 or 5 from the field, 4 from the free throw line, along with 4 rebounds and 1 steal, 1 block. Markieff Morris, 5 points, not really too much going on there. 2 of 5 shooting, 1 of 4 from 3. Derrick Rose did not have a night he'd like to remember. In 20 minutes, 2 points, 1 of 11 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3. He had 2 rebounds and 6 assists, so at least he did get you something there. But shot-wise, yikes.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. And it's Phoebe Michaliak. I hope I pronounced that right. I always mess up. 22 minutes. It is. And he played for the Lakers. I have to say, and I remember going, Svee! And I never remembered his last name. Michaliak, I want to say. I'm pretty certain. But, you know.
I think that name in Scrabble would be worth like 85 points.
That's good a solid Lord. One. You were
yeah,
right.
Yeah, man.
I might have to test that out.
That's it.
But you know what? I will say this. I can't pronounce his last name, but I can tell you his three-point shooting. 4-8 from three. Ooh. Which really constituted most of his shooting. It was 4-9 from the field in general. Two rebounds, and that was really just it. He came in. He knocked down some threes. I watched some of this game, and he knocked down a couple late, so that was kind of big for Detroit. But, yeah, all in all, I mean, it was a well-balanced effort from Detroit. Definitely moved the ball well. And I think that's kind of a solid effort in what I'm looking at now. So they had 34 made shots, and they had 23 assists. So not bad at all.
No, it's a good win for them. You got to win those kind when they get Orlando, playing in Detroit and with all the injuries from Orlando, no doubt about it. Yeah. All right, let's head to the next one. Pacers 126. Grizzlies 114. I'll go ahead and take the Pacers this time. I'll let you take Mr. Ja Morant and the Grizz. Good win for the Pacers. Pacers are good, man. Now that they have all their guys back, I really like this team. I think they're going to be a little bit of trouble when it comes to the Eastern playoffs because they've got a lot of weapons. TJ Warren, really, really nice game. 11 for 15 from the field. A little tidy 73% shooting, 26 points, 4 rebounds. Sabonis, another double-double. He does it every game. Only 13 points, but 5-8 shooting, 13 rebounds, and 6 assists. Really nice line. Not much from Miles Turner. 30 minutes, only 7 points, 4 rebounds. He's sort of I've noticed that consistently he sort of lets Sabonis take over the boards and is more of a secondary rebounder. Jeremy Lamb came back from an injury, had a nice game, 8 for 16, 19 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, really nice game. Malcolm Brogdon, one of my favorite players, I think he is just fantastic pickup for them. 6 for 12 again, 14 points. 6 rebounds, 8 assists, and a steal. I'm just solid. And then now they've developed, because Brogdon was out a while, Aaron Holiday is the backup point guard. And, man, he did great. 17 minutes, 16 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist. His brother Justin, which is something else that the brothers are playing together, only 14 minutes, 9 points. And TJ McConnell. Sort of the third string point guard at this point. But man, he's effective when he's in there. 19 points, 19 minutes, 11 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. Talk about fantasy points per minute. Fantastic. And then Doug McDermott came in, knocked down a 3, 17 minutes, 7 points, and 4 rebounds. And that was basically it. Nice rotation, though. I mean, they're 10 deep with a nice bench. They can keep those starters healthy. They're going to be a nice team going forward.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Like you said, when they're all together and they kind of have this one cohesive unit, they're tough. They're a tough, scrappy team, one that's only going to be bolstered by the return of Oladipo. So that's really good to see from them.
Yeah, when they get Oladipo back, look out, man. I don't know how they're going to find minutes for everybody. But
yeah, that's going to be interesting to see how they make that work.
Yeah. And sounds like he's getting closer. So it's not that far, maybe a couple weeks more for Oladipo. I think he'll be back soon.
Oh, yeah. And really give this team a shot in the arm. And they've been, a real scrappy team, 7-2 at home. So, it'll be interesting to see how they are once they get Oladipo back in the fold and integrate him fully. He's still working back to health. So definitely excited for that. I'll run through the Grizzlies here for you.
You got it.
I'm going to start with the big line for the Grizzlies side. Jaren Jackson Jr. definitely came to play tonight. In 23 minutes, he had 28 points, 10 of 15 shooting, 6 of 8 from 3, so really knocks him down. Yeah. Went to the free throw line once, made both of them, 5 rebounds, 1 assist. So he was definitely going in there to fill it up, and that is just what he did.
He did. But Jake, I'll tell you what, though, man. I don't know if you own him in any leagues, but it drives me crazy. He didn't even get 23 minutes tonight because he had 5 fouls again.
Oh, see, and I totally overlooked that.
Yeah. I mean, there's if that guy could stay out of foul trouble and play 30, 35 minutes, he could have stats through the roof.
Yep, especially if that 3-ball is working for him, you know?
Oh, I know it. It's just crazy. I don't understand why they can't get him mentally just not fouling. But anyway, I just wanted to vent a little because I have him in one league, and it's, I mean, his fantasy points per minute are phenomenal. It's just he has to sit all the time. He gets four, 5 fouls every game.
No, that's a great point because there you go. Like, why only 28 points in 23 minutes? Well, you're on the bench after the game, so that kind of limits what you can do on the court. speaking on the court, Jay Crowder, he definitely shot the ball a couple times. Shot 10 times, made 3. All of his conversions were also from 3, 3 of 8 from 3. 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 9 points in total. Not too much there. Jonas Valanciunas, in 26 minutes, 14 points, 7 of 13 from the field, misses only 3-point attempt, missed both of his free throw attempts, had 11 rebounds, 1 steal, 3 blocks, and 4 fouls. So kind of a mixed bag of a game for him. They only shoot 3 in high volume, but didn't make any from there or the free throws. It's not super great, but, I mean, 14-11, he did get a double-double.
Yeah.
Ja Morant, in 30 minutes, had 19 points, 6 of 15 from the field, missed his only 3-point attempt, 7-8 from the free throw line. He had 2 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, and a block. He did leave early, if I remember. I think he was landing on a layup, and he tripped and injured his back on a camera. I want to say one of the cameramen.
Yeah, I was watching that, and, you know, it was surprising to me because I watched it, and he looked like he was half dead when they were almost carrying him to the locker room, but he came back out and played the second half. He did
I stopped when I saw the injury, and I was like, oh, and I was trying to catch all the other games. That's wow. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing I worry about with Morant. His finishing, and I've only watched a couple of the Grizzlies games in completion, but he has some of the most awkwardest finishing, like, after he makes the layup. Almost like he's so focused on making the layup that he forgets he has to land.
I don't know if you saw, like, about a week ago, he went in for this windmill dunk.
I think I did.
Incredible things I've ever seen. And he, when he landed, he bent like a rubber band, his legs and everything. I thought he killed himself. But you're right. Yes, he's just so awkward yet and so darn skinny. But man, once he develops a little bit, he's going to be a monster.
Oh, yeah, he's a terror at the rim. He can get by people with ease. That 3-ball working as well is something I'd like to see just so he can have more confidence in it, shoot it with some more volume. But, yeah, you're right. He would be a terror already without it consistently. So we can only imagine once that comes. And then to round out the starting five, Dylan Brooks, 9 points in 32 minutes. Not the greatest shooting night from him. 4 for 13 from the field. 1 of 4 from 3. Misses only a free throw. 7 rebounds and 3 assists to go along with 2 steals. So, you know, middling stats in some areas. The most you really got from him was rebounds. Not great on the shot-making front. Off the bench, Brandon Clark, 17 points in 25 minutes. 8 of 9 from the field, 1 of 1 from 3. Had 4 rebounds, also 1 assist and a block. No fouls. Pretty good game for him off the bench. He kind of headlines this bench squad here for Memphis. Solomon Hill got 18 minutes. Didn't really do too much with that. 5 points, 2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3. Three rebounds and a surprising 5 assists from him. Kyle Anderson, 15.
God bless you.
Yeah. 15 minutes. 2 of 4 from the field. He also had 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. And then that was really it off the bench. Tyus Jones at 12 minutes. Scoreless, 1 assist to go along with that, and there wasn't really much else stats aside from Grayson Allen, who got 12 minutes, 2 of 5 from the field, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and that was really just it. So,
you know, most of the production was in the starting five, and then Brandon Clark really headlined that bench unit. But, Coach, you had any thoughts on Memphis other than, you know, we talked about John Morant?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I had mentioned I went to the NBA Summer League, and Brandon Clark was the MVP of the Summer League that Memphis won the tournament there. And, man, that kid impressed the heck out of me. I really think he's going to be a good one. I mean, he needs this year. I think it's great they're bringing him off the bench, but I think down the road he's going to be a star. I think he's a stud.
Oh, yeah, he's a very solid player. And I did see a little – I watched enough of him in Summer League, especially, you know, the later rounds. I was like, wow, this guy's a monster. But
yeah.
Obviously wanted to wait and see in the NBA. And, yeah, especially as games like this where, I mean, it just seemed like he was a magnet to the hoop as far as getting shots in the basket. Where do you know his length and versatility on that end? So that's great.
Yeah, once he gets some experience, he's going to be a good one because he's NBA ready, no doubt about it. All right, let's keep rocking and rolling here so we don't go too long because we have so many games. Timberwolves at Hawks, 125-113. T-Wolves win one on the road. Their record is pretty darn good, man. The Timberwolves have over exceeded expectations this year for sure. I'll go ahead and drop them. Travion Graham got the start, 22 minutes, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Covington, 24 minutes, only 5 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Sort of an odd game for him. Cat led him in 31 minutes with 20 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists somehow, which is nice, and 2 blocks. So good solid game for Cat. Wiggins, who's been terrific, 36 minutes. He had 25 points, 9 for 19 from the field, hit 3 threes, 6 rebounds, an assist, and a couple of steals. I mean, this has been his best year since he's come into the league. He's playing well. And then the really shocking thing to me was they brought Jeff Teague off the bench. He did not start. I thought that was shocking. Yeah, they started Jarrett Culver. He played 23 minutes, 14 points, 6 for 9 from the foul line with 5 rebounds, 3 assists. And then their bench team did lead them off the bench, 30 minutes, a lot of time off the bench, but only 8 points, did have 8 assists, so not bad. Okogie didn't do much, 7 points, very small stats. Kata Bates-Jop, another young player, got 23 minutes, which is more than he's been playing. Had a nice little game, 13 points, 5 rebounds, a couple of blocks. So good to see him getting minutes. And then Gorgui Dieng, the backup center to Cat, 16 minutes, very effective, 5 for 6 from the field, 13 points, a couple of rebounds, and not bad at all. So really carried by Cat and Wiggins like they have been pretty much all year, and a good win for them.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Especially, surprised like you said, Karl-Anthony Towns has been shooting the 3-ball well. No surprise on the volume, more than 3-8 from there. But the assists, you said it, that was kind of surprising. A pile of 8 really lead the team in those categories. So, I mean, he tied with Teague, but, yeah, that's crazy.
It is.
All right, so I'll come on over to the Hawks here. We'll start with Trae Young, piled up 37 points in 35 minutes, 11 of 28 from the field, 5 of 11 from 3, 10 of 11 from the free throw line, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. He did have 7 turnovers, but, I mean, he obviously was the headliner for this offense here for the Hawks, as he has been all year.
Definitely.
We had 3 players with 7 points apiece, or 7 points each. Damian Jones, 19 minutes. 4 guys. Oh, wow. I didn't even see. 5. I didn't even see the bench.
You're what? Right. 5 guys? Yep. 7? That's
5
great.
Guys. 5 guys. I'm going to run through all the names and then kind of go into the stats while I'm here. I'm going to break it up a little bit from the normal starters off the bench here. But basically, Damian Jones, Cam Reddish, and DeAndre Hunter for the starters each had 7 points. None of them really shot especially well. Damian Jones converted all of his shots, 3 of 3 from the field. 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds for his. He did have 4 fouls. Cam Reddish, 2 of 10 from the field, missed every single one of his 5 three-point attempts. 3 of 3 from the free throw line to go along with 3 rebounds and 3 assists. DeAndre Hunter, 3 of 10 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 turnovers. So that was an issue for him.
And then, you know, let me just run through the last seven-point scores for us. Allen Crabbe off the bench, 23 minutes, 3 of 7 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. And then we had DeAndre Bembry, 16 minutes, 3 of 4 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and no other stats aside from the turnover and a foul. So that was the I don't even want to say triumvirate. I wouldn't know the word for 5 7-point scores, but that's what Atlanta had to supplement Trae Young. But their other big score aside from him was Jabari Parker, who in 34 minutes had 22 points, 9 of 16 from the field, knocked down one of his 4 3-point attempts, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. So he had 5 fouls, so he battled some foul trouble there, but he did get 34 minutes, so he managed it pretty well.
Yeah,
and definitely. Then yeah, that was pretty good for him. And then one more player just off the bench who actually did anything, Bruno Fernando, 13 points in 17 minutes, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 1 of 1 from 3, knocked down both his free throws, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist. Alex Len, I got to look up what happened, did not get a lot of run, only 4 minutes. Had 1 rebound and 1 assist to go along with the steal in those 4, so kind of weird. I'm going to definitely check on that, see if it was an injury or something related, but I mean, other than that, I couldn't really tell. And then Vince Carter, you got to put out half man, half amazing, old man, half amazing in this case. But, 16 minutes, 1 of 4 from the free throw line, 1 of 3 from 3, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 3 points. He gave you that. I don't think anyone's really carrying him, but props to Vince Carter. I mean, every time I see him, props to Vince Carter.
It's amazing. I can't believe he's still playing, to be honest with you. As far as Alex Len, I think he just stinks is probably why he got 3 or 4 minutes. But you know what's weird? Bruno Fernando just had gotten sent down to their G League team, and then he was back up. So I don't know what they're doing with Bruno Fernando. But somebody to keep an eye on leagues, because if they're going to play him over Len, he might be worth a pickup, you know, in some leagues. Because – you know, he's not a bad athletic player, young guy, you know, if he starts getting some minutes. But something to keep an eye on. The reason why the Hawks lost, though, their two rookies, Hunter and Reddish, played big minutes, and they went a combined 5 for 20. That's not even good. So, that's rough from it. But they're rookies. Oh, you know, you're going to get that from rookies, no doubt about it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one more person I did not run through. He didn't really do much on the points column, but Evan Turner only played 11 minutes, 3 points, 1 of 5 from the field. But I thought it was noteworthy. He had 4 rebounds and 5 assists. So, I mean, not much there, but at least he got you in other areas. Not bad at all. So that rounded out the Hawks. But you're right. You kind of scored the low 40s in the free throw and field goal percentage, 31% from 3. That's an uphill battle already.
Yeah, and, you know, Trae Young is amazing to watch, and he is fun, but he definitely needs to get control of the turnovers. I mean, when you're getting 7, 8, 9 turnovers a game, you know, he's not a rookie anymore. This is year 2. You would expect, you know, that number to start coming down a little bit, but, you know, other than that, he's a stud. There's no doubt about it.
For sure. Surefire stud, for real.
All right, we go Sacramento and Boston. What ended up being a really good game. I thought Boston would kill them. It was 103-102. Celtics just squeezing out a victory like they normally do. Well-coached team. I'll take the Kings. You can have the Celtics.
I appreciate it, Coach.
Yeah. They were led 41 big minutes and 41 big points from Buddy Love, Buddy Hield. How about that game? 41 Whoa. Points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. So Buddy lit it up for sure. Harrison Barnes, nice game, 5 for 9 from the field, 20 points, 3 rebounds. Bielitsa started only 1 for 7. With 4 points, a down game for Rashawn Holmes, who's been really good, only 8 points, 5 rebounds. Corey Joseph started at point now that Fox has been out hurt. 34 big minutes, but only 5 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, so good ancillary stats there. Bad game for Bogdanovich, only 5 for 20 steals. 13 points, 8 assists, though. He's been handling the ball a lot as well with Fox out. So it's nice to see he's really auditioning. He passed up a $41 million contract extension to go after free agency this year and looking for the big payday. And I think somebody will probably pay him because, you know, not only is he a tremendous shooter, he's now showing that he can also facilitate. So could be a big payday coming for Bogdanovich for next season. Other than that, off the bench, very, very little help. Yogi Ferrell, 5 points, and really nothing else worth mentioning. Just a few minutes for Deadman, Giles, James. Nobody really contributed at all from that side. So go ahead and jump on the Celts, man.
Okay, we'll do. All right, starting with the backcourt. Jaylen Brown, in 34 minutes, had 24 points, 9 of 16 from the field, 2 of 7 from 3, 4 of 5 from the free throw line, had 4 rebounds and a steal to go along with that. Marcus Smart, in 37 minutes, had 17 points, 7 of 12 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3, knocked down both his free throws, had 3 rebounds and 7 assists to go along with 5 steals and a block to only 1 foul. So definitely the disruptor that we all know. Yes. Oh, my goodness. So versatile defender as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely something else. And all that to only 1 foul. So, you know, a disruptor on that end for sure. And it's Cantor in 25 minutes. Big minutes for him. 13 points, 5 of 6 from the field, knocked on all 3 free throws, 9 rebounds and 2 assists, and only 2 turnovers. So that's not bad for him. No. Jason Tatum at – yeah, that, wow. Jason Tatum, 20 points in 34 minutes, 7 of 18 from the field, missed every one of his 3 three-point attempts, but he did convert 6 of 7 from the free throw line, had 6 rebounds and 3 assists, 2-3 turnovers. So kind of a up and down for him. And then Semi Ojeleye, 7 points, 3 of 6 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3, 2 rebounds and an assist to go along with that. Off the bench, not too much really. Make note of at all, Brad Wanamaker,
he shot was 8 terrible, times, man.
Didn't terrible. Make anything. Nope. Yeah, it was rough. I'm looking up Tremont Waters, got some shots but didn't convert too many of them. Yeah, not really too much off the bench. A lot of the production was Brad Stevens really riding with the starters and kind of going with them. And hey, it got them the win, so it worked for them.
And Stevens finds a way to get it. I mean, he really does. He's, if not top 2, you know, with Pop, probably he's top 3 coach in the league, I think. I respect Stevens that much. I think he's that good.
Oh, yeah. I would agree. He's a solid coach. One of the best. Doubt.
All right. Let's jump to Charlotte Hornets, Miami Heat. Heat coasted to a 117-100 victory on the Charlotte side of the ball. Miles Bridges, 30 minutes, 3 for 6 from the field, only 9 points, 2 rebounds, terrible game for him. Yeah. The rookie P.J. Washington, 4 for 8, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Cody Zeller, only 16 minutes, 10 points, 2 rebounds, not much from those guys at all. The backcourt, solid, but you know, not efficient. Devontae Graham, 16 points, did have 8 assists, but had 6 turnovers, only shot 28% from the field, did make 8 of 10 foul shots. He's been really good this year, though. Devontae Graham, one of the big surprises in the league, in my opinion. Terry Rozier, a little bit better game, 19 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 7 for 15 from the field, hit 3 threes, 2 for 2 from the line, so all around good game for Rozier. Batum's starting to get some minutes now off the bench. The vet with only 3 points, though, 4 assists. Bismack Biyombo, 21 minutes, only 11 points. But he did have 5 rebounds. Not bad. Split minutes with Zeller at the center. Malik Monk, who's been playing better, but only was 4 for 12 from the field. 13 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. And really not, you know, the rest, a couple guys got in. Bacon played a little. Marvin Williams, Cody Martin. Nobody did anything of any kind. You know, Charlotte may be the worst team in the league. It's very possible at that. But not a great game for them. Easy game for Miami. And you got the Heat, man.
All right. I'll run through them real quick. So, Miles Leonard, not too much. 17 minutes, 4 points. Jimmy Butler, 21 points in 31 minutes, 6-11 from the field. Missed both his three-point attempts, converted every one of his 9 free throws, had 3 rebounds and 7 assists, and a steal. Duncan Robinson in 22 minutes, only had 6 points, 2 of 6 from the field, all of that actually 2 of 6 from 3, to go along with 2 assists and 3 steals. Bam Adebayo, really been playing really well. He's actually someone I'm thinking about. Yeah, he's someone I look at as a most improved player candidate for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But in 34 minutes, oh, lovely. 1 second. Mistyped one little thing, and then ESPN kind of went haywire.
Freaked on me. Out. I'll give you Bam's line if you need
to. Okay. Oh, just got back.
You got it. Okay.
Oh, okay. My fault. Yeah, it was slow. Okay. 21 points, 8 of 14 from the field, 13 rebounds, 5 assists. Wow. Ooh. Okay. Bam putting together a line, I see.
Bam can play, man. He can play.
Bam. Yes, sir. And then Kendrick Nunn to round out the starting five in 31 minutes, 19 points, 7 of 10 from the field, 5 of 6 from 3,
ooh,
2 rebounds, 4 assists. Yeah, that 3 ball was going in today.
Man, yeah, that is really efficient, man. That is solid ball.
Yeah, aside from that, Kelly Olynyk really was the main headliner along with Tyler Hero off the bench. Olynyk had 15 points on 5 of 8 from the field, 4 of 5 from 3, to go along with the monstrous 16 rebounds and an assist. Yes, he was piling them up off the bench. And that's pretty crazy. That's a great line for him.
Yeah.
Wow. And then really just Tyler Hero aside from that, 18 points, 6-13 from the field, 2-7 from 3, made every one of his 4 free throws, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 fouls, and that's the line.
I'll tell you, Miami's good, man. I know they got pounded by Philly over the weekend, which was surprising, but they're good. I like the Heat.
Oh, yeah, very solid, very solid.
All right, now then we have – this is the craziest stat of the year thus far. I'm going to say it right off the bat.
Let's hear it. I know it. Toronto.
I mean, it's mind-bending that – I mean, you could bet $1 million on this, and somebody would probably book this bet. But what would you believe me if I told you that Joel Embiid? Look at my computer's going crazy.
Oh, I get that. Yeah.
Because I clicked on Embiid because he played 31 minutes, Corbin, and guess how many points he had. Zero.
I am surprised. I definitely am going to rewatch this game because I had no idea. I only watched maybe, I want to say, 15 minutes. And to be fair, I saw him miss maybe 2 shots. But I'm thinking, okay, flow of the game, not really watching the line, just kind of seeing how they play. That's insane.
How is that possible, dude?
I mean, especially with such a talented scorer as Embiid, you'd think he'd walk into a bucket.
I mean, you know, you would think he even got fouled, but he was 0 for 11 from the field, 0 for 4 from 3, 0 for 3 from the line, and 4 turnovers. He did have 13 rebounds, but, I mean, that's just absolutely the stat of the year. I can't believe that he could play 31 minutes and not score a single point in a big game against Toronto. I mean, that's the team they have to beat. Maybe it was the ghost of the last time he played in Toronto was that crazy ass Kawhi shot from 3 to knock him out of the playoffs. Maybe he couldn't exercise those demons, man. Unbelievable.
That's a great theory because I don't know any other one to tell you, coach.
I can't believe it, dude. That's just crazy. But all right, Tobias had 18 points, 5 rebounds. Hit 3 threes, decent game. Al Horford, his normal 11 points, 10 rebounds. He's just a grinder. Got it, hit his 1 3-pointer. Embiid, amazing. Josh Richardson, Richardson was the guy, though, man. He had 9 for 19 from the field, had 5 threes, 25 points overall, 6 rebounds, and an assist and a block for good measure. So maybe his best game of the year. Ben Simmons, sort of an interesting line, 40 minutes, which is big, big minutes, but only 10 points. He did have almost a triple-double, 14 assists and 9 rebounds, but 7 turnovers for Big Ben. So that's not going to get it done either. Off the bench, just that's what killed him too. I mean, Mike Scott had 12 points off the bench. But after that, they just did not get much. James Ennis, 5. Korkmaz, 1 for 6 from 3, but did have 9 points. And that was it. They were not good. I mean, Toronto makes people not good because they play such great defense. But, you know, that Embiid line is one for the record books there for sure.
Yes. Easily one of the worst games of his career. Like, wow.
Oh, it has to be. I bet you he's never had that bad of a game, even in college or high school or anything else. It's just got to be just – I'm sure he's never played a game where he hasn't scored. That's just crazy.
That's miserable. Wow.
All right, take on the champs, man, the Raptors.
Okay. I mean, a lot of the action was in the starting five, so let's start breezing through that. Fred VanVleet in 38 minutes got 24 points, 9 of 15 from the field, 3 of 16 from 3, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, to only 3 turnovers. So, I mean, he's a gamer, man. I love Fred VanVleet.
Yeah, he's also another guy that could be most improved as well. I mean, he wasn't even getting minutes at the beginning of last year. Very few off the bench.
Yeah, he's
been unbelievable. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I was referencing, just like you said about Donovan, he's also another guy who's in for a good payday this upcoming offseason.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Somebody's going to give him a big, big contract.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully it's Toronto. Well, he deserves to stay there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Well deserved. Such a great relationship between those two, you know, the team and the player. Norman Powell, another guy who's been there for a couple years. Not the best shooting night, 10 points in 28 minutes, 3 of 11 from the field, 2 of 5 from the three-point line. Knocked down both his free throws, had 5 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Not much really there. Marc Gasol, who's been, I don't know, man. I've only watched, I want to say, 5 games, but he's been such oddly passive at scene. Yeah, every game I've seen.
Yeah.
It's like he got his ring and props. I there was few players currently in the NBA more deserving of Gasol than a championship. And I'm glad for him. I'm happy for him. But I think, you know, and then he went and got, you know, a great success in FIBA. Yeah. So that's awesome. Maybe he's taking his break now.
I think so.
in 35 minutes, equaling the great play of Joel Embiid, 3 points on 1 of 8 from the field, 1 of 6 from three, missed both his free throws, 6 rebounds and 9 assists. So at least he gave you something with the rebounds and assist category. Other than that, I think it was a race between him and Embiid on who could make the least shots. And
what if I would have told you before this game that Gasol and Embiid would play a combined 65 minutes and have one basket, a 3-pointer by Gasol? That's it.
I would not have known. I mean, if you had put the two and said 1 3-pointer made between the two of them, that would have probably been a crapshoot. so that's a good one. I can't believe it. Such a oddity. Crazy. Like, wow.
It is.
But the forwards, OG and Anobi, 12 points in 35 minutes, 5 of 10 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3. Missed both his free throws, but he did have 3 rebounds and 2 assists to go along with the steal and a block to only 2 fouls. So not too bad. And then Pascal Siakam, who tied scoring honors with Josh Richardson, but led the Raptors to 25 points in 40 minutes. Wow, whopping 40 minutes. 9 of 19 from the field, 2 of 6 from 3, 5 of 6 from the line, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. So
he's an all-star.
Hands down. I mean, I also put him for most improved, which is insane, but he's been picking up this featured role for Toronto and handled it pretty seamlessly.
I think he won most improved last year, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I mean, he's gone. Talk about going the levels pretty quickly. Yeah, he's just unbelievably improved. Just crazy. But
it is.
He's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. So Coach Nurse did not dig too deep into his bench. Tonight, only three players got any run. Chris Boucher missed everything in 13 minutes. Only took two shots, both threes, both missed. Three rebounds, and that's about it for him. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson got the most minutes off the bench and the most production, coincidentally. 16 points in 31 minutes, 6 of 11 from the field, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 10 rebounds and 3 assists. So really doing good in that small ball big. Yeah, great game. His effort is great. I really wish he'd get any jump shot or a three-point shot. That would just be amazing.
But he cannot shoot, but he is a good guy to have out there.
Yep, and then aside from that, I'm forgetting his first name, but
Terrence.
I was about to say Terrence or Troy, and I don't know why, but 11 points, 3 rebounds and 1 assist. You know, not too much there. 5 of 8 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3. And that was really just about it. Nobody else got anyone off the bench. And with a whopping 40 minutes from Siakam, the person who played the least of the starting five was Norman Powell with a healthy 28. So Nurse is really riding the starters as, you know, he gets some players to come back from injury soon, hopefully.
Yeah, that's my only concern. Toronto's great. Nurse is a terrific coach. But, you know, right before Lowry got hurt with his thumb, he led the league in minutes played, and he's no rookie. And Van Vliet was second, and Siakam was fifth. So they have three of the top five in the entire league in minutes played, and that's going to catch up to you. I don't know how they're going to – they're going to have to develop a bench or they will be out of gas come playoff time, you know?
Oh, most definitely. It's kind of startling that you would think – I get maybe trying to establish yourselves, you know, get some good seating, rack up some wins, you have some quality players, but these are a lot of minutes. And there is going to be a time when, you know – it's going to be time to collect and pay up for that, whether it's fatigue, hopefully not injury or something. So they definitely have to do a better job managing that and dipping into that bench a little bit more, especially with some of these games, maybe not Philadelphia, but some of these games where you can afford to go to your bench a little bit. It's not the end of the world if you don't, you know?
Yep. They're 12-4, which is great. But like you said, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint in the NBA, that's for sure. So, all right, let's roll on here. We have four games left. Portland at Chicago, and Portland crushed Chicago 117-94. Yeah, Chicago's pretty bad, that's for sure. I will let you have the wonderful Bulls, I guess. I'll take the Trailblazers.
Okay, I will.
Portland. You can try to talk some sense into those Bulls. Yeah, so the Trailblazers, Carmelo Anthony, dude, what can you say? 20 shots he took today. Can you believe that? He's come out firing like he never missed a game. Yep, 30 minutes, 25 points, 10 for 20 from the field, 4 for 7 from 3, hit his only free throw, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Carmelo stinking Anthony, unbelievable. I just didn't think he'd come in and make that kind of an impact, you know. But he took double the shots of Lillard. Lillard took 10 shots. So if you have Lillard or McCollum, you have to be sweating bullets because Carmelo is stealing a massive amount of usage from those guys for sure. So something to be wary of. Maybe trade those guys. They still have some worth. But all right, let's fire through here. Hood, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Big game, Carmelo. Hassan Whiteside returned from injury, 22 minutes, 13 points, 12 rebounds, and a couple of blocks. CJ, efficient, 50% from the field again, 21 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Not much of a great game for Lillard, 27 minutes, 4 for 10, only 13 points, but he did have 12 assists. A lot of those to Carmelo. The youngster, Anthony Simons, bad game, only 2 points. Scalabissiere, who's been playing really solid center when Whiteside was out and really solid backup, 12 points, 8 rebounds, and nice little game in his 20 minutes. And just garbage from the rest of the guys, a couple minutes here and there for Nasir Little, Kent Bazemore, Hazonia, Moses Brown. What a great name, Moses Brown. But those guys did not do much. Big win route for Portland. And very, very poor performance for the Bulls. And I'll let you try to figure out this Bulls box.
I was going to say, you said it pretty succinctly, very poor performance. We're just going to run down the line. Tomas Satoransky, 11 points in 27 minutes, 5 of 12 from the field, only 1 of 5 from 3, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. So a solid line if you ignore all the shooting numbers. 3 turnovers, which isn't great. Going next, Zach LaVine, 18 points in 30 minutes, 6 of 13 from the field, 1 of 5 from 3, 5 of 7 from the free throw line. 1 rebound, 5 assists, 2 steals, 6 turnovers. So not great at all, and 4 fouls. So kind of an ugly game for LaVine. continuing on with the ugliness, Shaq Harrison, 23 minutes, only 3 points. 1 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from 3. Went to the free throw line once, missed both. 4 rebounds and 3 assists and a block. So you have that. Wendell Carter Jr., 12 points in 31 minutes, 5 of 8 from the field. Missed his only 3-point attempt, knocked down 2 free throws, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, a steal, and a block. Probably the best line of the starting 5 for Chicago. Because then we have Lauri Markkanen, who 10 points, 3 of 7 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3, 2 of 2 from the line, 1 rebound, 3 assists. Startlingly low number of rebound for Markkanen, but I would say the front court is probably the best for the Bulls. I mean, a combined 8 of 15. And 2 of 6 from 3. I mean, if you combine those two, you have a solid game. Because we continue that, you'd have 10 rebounds and 4 assists. That's one great front court player instead of two below average performances. Off the bench, I mean, I'm just going to go through the guys with the most minutes. Kobe White, 28 minutes, 8 points, 3 of 13 from the field, shot 8 3-pointers, only made 1. Yikes. Ooh. Yes, wow. Yeah, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He did. When he's shooting it up, I mean, if he's on fire, it looks really good. But
yeah.
He might want to tone it down just a little bit when he's missing like 4 or 5. I mean, you got to miss a few to go 1 for 8.
I think he only has one motor, and that's shoot.
There you go. Yep, so that was an ugly line for him. He did have 3 rebounds and 2 assists, so there you go with that. Thaddeus Young, 5 points in 14 minutes, 2 of 3 from the field, 1 of 1 from 3, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. And aside from that, Daniel Gafford, 6 points in 16 minutes, Chandler Hutchinson, 6 points in 8 minutes, Ryan Arcidiacono got 9 minutes, did not do a thing, 1 rebound, 1 assist for him. Chris Dunn, 4 points in 11 minutes, 2 of 8 from the field, 0 of 5 from 3. This bench was ugly. Denzel Valentine, okay. 11 points in 16 minutes, 5 of 10 from the field, 1 of 5 from 3, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. You're not getting much from him. You hope he can knock down some threes, but, I mean, he gave you some points, so at least he had that. But, ugly game. 41% from the field, 23% from the three-point line, 65% as a team from the free throw line. I mean, that's a recipe for getting an L right there.
Yeah, they stink, man. There's no doubt about it. They are not good. All right. How about Jazz Bucks, man? I think best game of the night. Two teams that get after it on defense, but there was actually some good scoring here. Bucks win 122-118. From the Jazz side, Bogdanovich, another super efficient shooting game. That dude can shoot it, man. He was 9 for 15, hit 5 threes, 5 for 8 from 3, 24 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. So he's doing a nice job. Royce O'Neal, 30 minutes, 9 points, 6 rebounds. Tony Bradley filled in for Rudy Gobert, who missed the game. He missed the game with an injury. Mm-hmm. He just had 8 points, but he did have 11 rebounds and 3 blocks, so not too bad for Tony at a minimum price guy. Donovan Mitchell, 34 minutes, 7 for 17 from the field for 20 points. Only 1 rebound and 3 assists, though, and 5 turnovers. Not real good on those peripheral numbers at all. Mike Conley, terrible game for him. 2 for 10 from the field, a smooth 20%. Only 6 points. Did have 9 assists, 3 turnovers, and a couple of rebounds. Joe Ingles, who's really taken a lot lesser role with the Jazz this year. 5 for 10, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. 3 other guys contributed quite a bit off the bench. Emmanuel Mudiay, backing up the point, was 5 for 6 from the field for 12 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Jeff Green, a decent run of 25 minutes, had 11 points, 2 rebounds. And George Nyang, I guess, however you pronounce it, 17
you it,
minutes.
You had it.
somehow got up 11 shots and had 13 points and 5 rebounds. So Nyang. something that might be worth keeping an eye on. So go ahead and read us this Milwaukee and the awesome line of Mr. Giannis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Giannis, we're just going to cut to the chase. His second career 50-point game with I mean, there you go. Like, you would think, but you know what? He's such a stat stuffer.
Ridiculous.
A full box score from him. It's really insane. Like you said, Coach, 50 points in 39 minutes, 17 for 31 from the field, 3 three-pointers made out of 8, which isn't bad for Giannis, 13 and 19 from the free throw line, had 14 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 blocks, and only 1 foul. Wow.
I can't believe he got up 31 points against Utah. Utah is the slowest team in the league. They usually don't give you that many possessions. That's unbelievable that he got up 31 shots.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he forced transition. I'm sure. I mean, that's insane. You're right. I mean, to get that many up and to convert at such a rate, not bad at all. I'm especially encouraged by the volume from 3. I mean, you know, he made 3 out of 8. It's closer to 50%, right?
I don't remember him taking 8 threes. I mean, that's a lot of threes for him. No doubt about it.
That's encouraging. I mean, if you can get them up and put them up without hesitation,
if he starts making those, man, it's all over. I mean,
oh my goodness.
Good Lord.
Oh my goodness. I could not imagine. But that was a monster game for him. You know, with that big a performance, he didn't need too much help. Brooke Lopez in 33 minutes gave you 5. 1 of 9 from the field, 1 of 7 from 3. Knocked down both his free throws, had 7 rebounds and 2 assists to go along with the steal and 4 blocks. So he did his job inside. Didn't really bring you much scoring, but with Giannis's 50, I guess he didn't really need it. Although, to be honest, with such a narrow win, I might have to walk that one back just a little bit. Eric Bledsoe, 13 points in 27 minutes, 5 of 16 from the field. Yikes, 1 of 3 from 3. Knocked down both his free throws, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. Not much else for him. Wesley Matthews, mad efficient tonight, 19 points in 32 minutes, 6 of 9 from the field, 5 of 8 from 3, knocked down both his free throws, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists, +6, not bad.
That's his best game of the year, I think.
Yeah, I can't remember another game with that great efficiency along with solid double-digit scoring. So, I mean, in a game that was needed, too. And then in 33 minutes, Dante DiVincenzo, not the best game. 6 points on 2-10 shooting. Yikes.
I had him in DFS tonight, that dirty dog. he was horrible.
Oh, man, he was not pleasant at all. No, sir. 0 for 5 for 3.
Ooh.
Did knock down his 2 free throws, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Not much really there to report. Off the bench, speaking of not much to report, there really wasn't at all. Leading scorer, Pat Connaughton, 27 minutes, 11 points, 4 of 6 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Not much going from there. Sterling Brown, 2 of 9 from the field, 1 of 6 from 3, 3 rebounds. And then Ersan Ilyasova, 9 points in 16 minutes, 4 of 5 from the field, 1 of 1 from 3, 5 rebounds. And that's really just it off the bench. Kyle Korver did not give you any scoring in 5 minutes, and Robin Lopez only gave you 3 minutes but got you 4 points. So not too much there aside from that. But again, you said game of the night, a close game, tight one. Lopez's rejection on Mitchell really sealed the win for the Bucks, and Giannis's 50 points. These are the storylines. So, I mean, what a game. I can't wait to rewatch that one.
Yeah, he beat him single-handedly pretty much. All right, 2 games left, man. Let's roll, let's roll, let's roll. Lakers, Spurs. Lakers go to 15-2.
Oh, yeah.
And lose a franchise record 9 in a row. I don't know what's going on with Pop, but, man, it's not pretty for the Spurs right now.
I feel so
sort
bad.
Of hard to see. I do, too. I mean, he was terrible with FIBA this summer, too. It just seems like Pop has lost his touch here. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, he said he doesn't watch as much film, so maybe there's that.
Yeah, but I think he maybe, you know, some it gets to a point where the game can pass you by. And I hate to say that with Pop, but, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But yeah. And the Lakers, nice 10-point win on the road, 15-2. Best record in the league, led, of course, by LeBron, 13 for 24, 33 points, 14 assists, 3 rebounds, only 3 turnovers, and he had a phenomenal chase-down block again. A guy was going in for a dunk. He comes flying in like Batman and just throws it out of there. It was beautiful. But what did he have? Yeah, average game for Davis, you know, 19 points, 12 rebounds. That's an Anthony Davis game. Did have 6 assists, though. No turnovers, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. How efficient is that, man? Those guys are so good, man. McGee, 21 minutes, 8 points, 6 rebounds. Danny Green, sort of a quiet game, 28 minutes, 6 points. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope's really been improving. He is up to... he had 20 minutes with 14 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist. So he didn't play too bad. Kuzma and Rondo both logged 24 minutes, 10 and 13 points respectively. Just a solid bench, man. The Lakers have a good bench. Oh, yeah. And rebounds for Kuzma had 3 assists. And Rondo, as normal, 4 r5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 steal. Just really contributes all the way around. Their bench is tough. They're going to be the Lakers Clippers are going to be an incredible Western duel there, no doubt about it. And that's really it. Nobody else really did much of anything. Troy Daniels did come in and hit 3 threes, 3 for 3 from 3. He's a specialist in that. 11 points and odd line for Dwight Howard tonight, 17 minutes, 0 points and 0 attempts, 0 foul shots, 0 threes, 1 rebound, 0 assists, 0 turnovers, 0 steals, 0 blocks. So I don't know what happened to Howard there, but interesting zeros for him tonight for sure.
Yeah.
And what do you got with the 0-9 in the last 9 games, San Antonio Spurs?
Feel bad kind of going over this. Like you said, it's kind of sad. But yeah, it really is. I'm not going to lie. You said it. Maybe the game has kind of moved on in some ways. But it feels like every lineup the Spurs have put out, you know, when they maximize offense, defensively, they can't light a candle against their, you know, opposition. When they try to match up defensively.
They're rated 28th out of 30 teams in defensive efficiency in the league. It just doesn't make sense for a Pop team with guys that can play D. It's very, very hard to figure.
Yeah, it really is. So I'm going to run down these numbers for us real quick. You know, surprisingly, DeMar DeRozan's had a really solid season. If it continues, he's going to set career highs in efficiency for him. But he had 24 points on 11-19 shooting. You know you're not getting any threes from him, so I'm not even going to cover anything. There was none there. He attempted one, it seemed, in the closing minutes to kind of pull San Antonio closer, but in classic DeRozan fashion, his foot was on the line, so didn't work out for him.
You know how many threes DeRozan has for the season?
I want to say between 2 and 5.
0.
Oh, get out of here.
You know how many he's attempted on this season?
I'm going to take that same answer, between 2 and 5.
You're correct, 4. He's 0-for-4 okay, from the good. Field. From 3 for the whole season. Now
that is insane.
Yeah, I'm
it's
sorry.
Like
go
he
ahead.
Took an early 90s shooting guard. No, it's like he took an early 90s shooting guard and put him in like modern day NBA.
Doesn't make any sense.
Not at all. That is wow. I mean, and you didn't get that here, but I mean, you did get it was a standard DeRozan game. 24, 4 solid. Rebounds, 5 yeah. assists. You know, you're kind of getting that from him. 4 fouls, but I mean, none of them were of any real consequence. The game was over. He played through most of it. All of it. I mean, Bryn Forbes got the start, which meant defensively it was a nightmare, but he did have 13 points, 5-11 from the field, 3-7 from 3, 3 rebounds and 5 assists. Derek White, wow, it went real small. He got 11 points in 25 minutes, 5-6 from the field, knocked down his 1-3, missed his only free throw, 4 assists to go along with that. Jakob Poeltl, 4 points and 8 rebounds in 24 minutes. Had an ugly game. 1-5 from the field. Knocked down both of his free throws, but geez. And then LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, okay. 30 points in 36 minutes.
12 of 22 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3. At least he'll take some. Only 5 rebounds, but I mean, at this point, you're really getting double-figure scoring and about 6 or 7 rebounds from Aldridge at this state of his career. Trey Lyles got his way back off the into the rotation a little bit, it seemed. 17 minutes. Didn't really do too much to, you know, back up that trust. Only 3 points. 1 of 1 from 3, 1 of 2 in general, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. So not too great, but, I mean, it was there. You know, yeah, more I think about it, not too bad at all. Rudy Gay, in 18 minutes, had 5 points, 2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, 1 rebound, and that was really it. He had a block, too. Damari Carroll, 2 points in 12 minutes, and Patty Mills, 6 points in 20 minutes. And other than that, DeJounte Murray, who played 20 minutes off the bench, 5 points, 2 of 6 in the field, 1 of 2 from 3, which is encouraging if he'll take it, 8 rebounds and 3 assists. So really mixed performances off the bench, mixed a poor performance off the bench. You really have DeRozan and Aldridge leading the way, and if those two are leading you at this stage of their career, it's probably not a great sign. No. But that's the way the Spurs are structured, unfortunately.
Yeah, they are somewhat of a dumpster fire right now. It is a mess there, no doubt about it.
Yep.
All right, dude. I'm getting sleepy, so we better get this last game in, or I'm gonna fall right live on the air. You'll hear all your healers, giant snores on this side.
Hey, you'll get it right back on you.
Yeah, the late night hammer game was the Thunder and Warriors. Thunder pulled this one out. Somehow the Golden State Warriors, like the pride of the league, are 3-15. Unbelievable.
Dude. And they were up on this one by a solid 13, I have to say, because we started recording.
They were winning. I don't know what happened. They just completely fell apart. They lose this one as well. And I'll take the Thunder and let you finish out this night having to face the 3-15 Warriors right in the face here.
Sounds like a plan.
Thunder with a comeback victory. And they did it by committee. Gallinari, 15.7 rebounds. Dennis Richardson, very little, 6 points in his 27 minutes. Steven Adams with a sort of a quiet 10 points, 10 rebounds in 27 minutes. Shea didn't have a very good game at all. 5 for 12, 12 points, 5 rebounds, but they were still able to win. Nice, efficient game from Chris Paul, 7 for 15, 20 points. 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Nice, solid game. Nerlens Noel, who's been getting more and more minutes at center, splitting that with Adams, only mustered 9 points, but did have 5 rebounds. Dennis Schroeder led the team in field goal attempts and points. 34 minutes off the bench, 22 points, 9 for 17 from the field, hit 4 threes, 5 assists, and a rebound. So big part, a big spark off the bench to help them to that comeback victory. And other than that, just a couple ancillary guys playing a couple minutes here and there. But sort of an ugly game, but a good win and a needed win for the Thunder. And then you get the beautiful, wonderful Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. Oh, those guys aren't playing. Never mind. You get the other one.
Oh man, way to get me with one good one, Coach. Okay, all right, here we go. All right, so for the Warriors, Eric Pascal, 13 points in 31 minutes, 6-9 from the field, 10 rebounds and an assist, 5 turnovers and 5 fouls, and you know,
he's in a lot of foul trouble. Yeah,
he does, and I mean, some of these, I mean, he had one where he took an ill-advised shot, took a frustration foul, and that was his fourth foul, had to be taken out of the game. At a juncture when, yes, the Warriors were up by double digits, but still, you don't do that kind of fouls. No. I mean, you're a young guy, a rookie. I mean, you're getting there, but still, those are the fouls you can avoid. You didn't even have to foul, and you did. So, yeah, he has to really kind of get to better with that, but I'm sure with some time and some seasoning, that will come. Glenn Robinson III really played well, 25 points, 9 of 14 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3. Yes. It's one of two solid games for these Warriors. The second one I'm about to get to in a minute. But, wow, 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 2 rebounds and 5 assists to go along with 2 steals, a block. And that was really it. Really, really good game for him in only 36 minutes. Well, not only 36 minutes, but great production in those 36 minutes.
Definitely.
Yeah. Willie Cauley-Stein, 4 points in 29 minutes, 2 of 7 from the field, 6 rebounds and assists and 2 steals. You know, you're not getting too many blocks with him, so not really too much there to report. Yeah, that's not.
Oh, a thing. Wow. Uh-huh. I just saw Burke's line. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, we mentioned these Warriors, right? We're getting down there. The worst is yet to come. But first, some good news. Some good game. Another one. Kyle Bowman in 39 minutes. Heavy run for these starters. I think that was a key trait of all of these games that we've seen. Yeah. A lot of these teams, they play their starters for heavy, heavy minutes. But Bowman had 24 points in those 39 minutes. 9 of 17 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3. Knocked down all 4 of his free throws. Had 3 rebounds and 5 assists to go along with 3 steals and a block. Really solid game for him. He definitely showed out. And now we get to the ugly Alec Burks. He came to shoot. Take those same 17 shots that Bowman took, but imagine he only made 3 of those, and you have Alec Burks' game.
17%. Good night.
He has 7 points, 3 of 17 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3, 4 rebounds and 3 assists to go along with the steal. You're kind of glad he gave you that with as bad as he shot from the field and as much as he shot, because, like I said, after a certain point in time, when you go 3 of 17, there's a lot of misses in there to reflect your shot-making decisions. So, yeah. You know, there you go there. Off the bench, only 3 players got any run. All of them got just short of 25 minutes. Amari Spellman, 7 points, 3 of 7 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, 5 rebounds and assists with 2 blocks. Marquise Chris, 6 points, 2 of 5 from the field, 0 of 1 from 3, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks. He didn't actually have a turnover credit to his stat sheet, but I saw more than a few ill-advised passes, including one between the legs he tried from a shooter going to the corner, which was so dumb, but, I mean, at least he was able to retain it. So, there you go. It's the Marquise Chris experience. And last but not least, you had your gunner off the bench, Jordan Poole, 11 points in 24 minutes, 3 of 13 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3, 3 of 4 from the line, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 steal. So, we gave you more in other areas, but I mean, as a whole, there was not great shooting nights for the Warriors at all. Bowman and Robinson combining for 49 really helped kind of pace this offense. And even then, we still saw the Warriors crumble to the Thunder while giving OKC their first win away from home. So, you know.
Yeah. It's going to be a long year for the Warriors. No doubt about it.
Well, yep.
Well, great stuff, man. And let's do a show sooner than a year. I mean, you know, we need to do that again. And I'll tell you, if you start following Daily Fantasy and you want to get involved, just let me know. Shoot me a text. I do the Monday night show solo. That's my one solo night.
Okay.
So I'm always looking for a guest to come on and chip in some info. So anytime you want to do that, consider it an open invitation, Corbin.
I appreciate that, Coach. I will take that. Thank you so much, Terry. Yeah, definitely. It's fun. We got to, like you said, get back on this. Once a year is cool, but doing it more is amazing. So let's get that.
No doubt about it, man. So very, very good. I appreciate you jumping in for Adrian tonight, and look forward to, you know, doing some more shows with you for sure. Any definitely. Final comments?
You know what? It was a fun night of basketball. I was glad to cover it with you, and what a full slate. Once you break them all down, it just reminds you how fortunate us NBA fans are to have, you know, 7, 8, 9 games a night on any given night, you know, through the season. Like, a lot of basketball content to take in, and it was an honor to be able to break it down with you here, Coach. Thanks a lot.
It was wonderful, man. And just to give the listeners a little bit of insight here on the NBA this week, tomorrow's just a 2-game slate. Then the day before Thanksgiving on Wednesday, they have a big 12 game, or so even one more game than tonight. The NBA is dark on Thanksgiving, so no games at all. And then Friday is the biggest slate of the year, 14 games. 28 teams will lace them up on Friday. So we've got some big box score breakdown games or podcast coming this week for sure.
Can't wait to listen to them, be a part of it. It's going to be great.
It will be great, man. All right. Well, I look forward to catching up with you again, Corbin, and we'll get you on some DFS stuff and get you involved there. And it's been a great night. Hopefully the listeners enjoyed the break down and some of the insight and comments. Still trying to figure out the Joel Embiid game. That'll take some time to figure out, but it's been fun, man. So appreciate it for hoop-ball.com and for the whole team, Dan and everybody back at the mothership. We thank you for joining us on Box Score Breakdown, and enjoy it again tomorrow. And we look forward to bringing it to you. So thanks for tuning in, and we will talk to you next time.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.